All right. Yeah. Let's start.
All right, John, you got it.
Look, I can't even shave.
Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. Obviously, Shane is not here tonight. He's having a disaster in the bathroom, I think. But the other guys are here. Let's go ahead and bring them in. Here's Brandon.
Hi.
There's Charles.
Hey.
And Chris.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
So Shane's having a disaster in the bathroom right now?
What it sounds like. I mean, he said that his stomach was killing him.
Who isn't having a disaster in the bathroom these days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a clean dump in a long time.
So talking about that, now 99% of the time when I get Taco Bell, it's always late at night, like as a snack. Yesterday, for whatever reason, I decided to get it during the day. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No one was home. I'm like, you know what? Let me just go get a couple of tacos. Worst idea ever.
Did you Jackson Pollock the toilet?
About three times. And it was just like, my stomach was just like, I was like farting the rest of the day. It was like so bad. And all I got was three Dorito tacos. It's not like I actually had like just Dorito tacos, meat and cheese and lettuce. That's it.
That's not real meat, though. Have you ever like made meat at home? It doesn't taste like that.
Well, their meat is supposedly is ostrich meat, and ostrich meat is actually very good for you.
Ostrich That's, meat? I've never heard that.
Yeah, they claim the Taco Bell meat is supposed to be ostrich meat.
Supposedly. That is a fiction story someone made up. There is no way they have a giant ostrich farm.
I didn't say they had an ostrich farm.
Well, they have to. How would they get all the ostriches?
I've never heard of that.
But. No,
that's what I heard.
Supposedly, someone told me Shane actually has a cow like farm, like very close to him that he owns, and he doesn't like use the pick. You know, like the sword, what's it called? The shepherd's hook?
Nickel?
He talks to the cows, and they all just run away from him as fast as they can. And he herds them up.
Okay.
You know,
I'm trying to think who told me about the ostrich thing.
I've looked it up online. It's fake.
I saw Shane's doppelganger this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Alan Tudyk or whatever, the guy that plays K2SO, yeah. Also the guy that plays the pirate in Dodgeball.
You all right, Chris? Oh.
Looks just like Shane.
You okay, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, I saw your mouth open up and I heard a sound, but
yeah, it's called yawning.
Oh, okay. So, John, what is tonight's topic?
Well, first of all, let's take care of some business. You can go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com and get all of our links for all of our socials. You can get a link to our merchandise page. You can also go to Rogue 5 Toys and shop with us, where we sell all kinds of goodies. Vintage, modern, Star Wars, Evel Knievel. I've got some lunch boxes I need to sell too, so maybe lunch boxes may be on there. Who knows? But go to rogue5toys.com and please support us on Patreon at patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys.
Patreon.
So tonight's topic is why in the hell would anyone want to start a podcast? We're going to talk about what all is involved in starting this podcast. So I guess for a little historical treatment, we started 2.5 years ago.
Almost God
two
damn! Years.
Two
yeah. years. Seriously?
Two years and a couple months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I know the sales page has hit exactly 2 years now, a little over 2 years. So,
yeah.
And the podcast has to be longer.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know the story, what we just kind of, we met at the IC convention. And we haven't stopped talking to each other since.
Love at first sight. John loves all of us. He never gets mad at us.
No, that does happen.
Loves us.
I don't not. Yes, I do love everyone, but I do get mad sometimes.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking to people every single day, you just it's just natural to just be annoyed by everybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's also five of us, five opinions. Five of us need to sign on the same day, same time, with life and everything. It's not easy.
No.
No, that's,
well, I mean, yeah.
That's really the hard part. Yeah, that's really the hard part. Like, if you're doing it for one man, maybe even two guys, I'm sure you guys can agree on a time and a day, but try doing it with five people for 2.5 years, and it's... Sometimes it ain't fun.
No. No, it's not pleasant.
It's managing five different, you know, people, five different egos, five different schedules, not to mention the family schedules, angry spouses, unruly children. It puts a lot of stress on the household. So I know a lot of people talk about doing their own podcasts, and I'm sure we'll get into it here. As we go along about what we, the do's and don'ts and what we think people should and shouldn't do. But it's definitely a very hot topic in this household. I know that.
Same here. My wife is upstairs, clicking her heels, waiting for me to come upstairs right now.
Well, we won't be too long.
I would say do subscribe to our podcast and don't start your own podcast.
Yes. I love the podcast. I love doing it. I love talking to you guys every week. I even love editing them. But there's just a lot that goes on behind the scenes that even the other guys don't see when it comes to dealing with a podcast. So, yeah.
Well, for everyone who doesn't know, John does all the editing. John does all the editing of the Sunday show and all the editing for the Wins and Whiffs. So when you get a recording from us, John, how long does it take you to do like an editing just for one show?
Well, if our shows are about 45 minutes, our Sunday shows are about 45 minutes, it takes about 2 hours or better to edit a show. And that's because, you know, it coming up with the title card for the episode, you know, that includes all that stuff. Going through and finding a spot, like at the beginnings of the episodes, I like to try to put 10 or 20 seconds or so of just stuff that goes on behind the scenes just to, you know, to bring out some of our personalities. You know, so I go in and find all that, and then I have to go through, and when Brandon lets an F-bomb slip, I got to make sure to catch it.
A lot of times.
And so.
No.
So most of the time, I've gotten pretty good at it. But most of the time, it, you know, whatever the, I got to do all that stuff, and then I got to watch the whole episode again. And then I got to go back and make sure that all of the little, I guess overlays and stuff are in the right spot. Sometimes I miss one or two, and that happens. And sometimes Charles just starts putting up banners for no reason. And
put the one about Rolo out. Rolo.
So it takes some time. It takes some time. And then like the Wins and Whiffs, the Wins and Whiffs episodes. You know. It's about, you know, you could say 2.5 times what the typical length of the episode is, how long it takes to do a podcast, to edit the podcast.
So that being said, there are five of us, so it is a little easier to divvy out the responsibilities of, you know, editing and who's doing the promoting and who's, you know, dealing with whatever other platforms that we're trying to promote our stuff on. So, you know, it does help having Shane, who is a he does
graphic designer.
Microsoft Paint for the show. And it helps that he's good, you know, with his finger paintings and stuff. We appreciate his, you know, whenever he decides to actually do something. Or maybe steal something. We appreciate it. So it does help that John does the editing, that he's the editing guru on that, that Shane knows how to do all that, and that the rest of us know how to, you know, talk and promote as we do. So, but I think that the number one thing that people think when they see a podcast is, wait,
I can do that.
Yeah. I can do that. Or
I'm going to make so much money.
That's the other one. I can do that and make so much money.
We are making ridiculous amounts of money. It's well worth it.
We're making tens of pennies of money.
Yeah. And that's the main reason for the Patreon, is to basically to just not only keep the show going, the show would still keep going. It's just that it does cost us a lot of money throughout the year, each person, to do the show. Because like I said it before, StreamYard in general, I want to say it's $500 for the year just to use this program. And then we've upgraded our mics, and we're not upgraded. We've gotten mics and headphones to just look and sound a little more professional. You know, we've bought stickers in the past that we hand out always for free at shows. And every time Brandon goes to one of his weekend events. Yeah. Well, no, we do not buy subs.
I took a stack with me.
Even when we were actually at the IC show, we spent money and bought a big banner. We bought two big banners, I think, for Five of These Talking Toys and stuff. So, and then t-shirts, and then just a lot of stuff that, like, there's a lot of money that gets put into it. I mean, I'm sure you can do it and not spend any money, but I don't know how good it's going to come out.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And it's definitely not easy. So I don't think anybody can, you know, I can do that. That's fine. But I'm sure people can. But it just, you got to have patience with it.
Yeah. I mean, the show works good because John is good at editing and likes to do it. Shane is a graphic designer. So whenever he decides to actually do something, he can design whatever he wants to, you know, to do it. And his stuff is good. His stuff is really good.
Oh, his stuff's really good. The problem is it takes him forever to do.
Well, yeah.
His call sign is Sloth.
Yeah.
You know, and then Shane's really good at talking. So like he's really good at like opening and closing and kind of just keeping the show going, keeping the flow of the show. And maybe most of the time he does talk too much, but you know, you really can't control that. But you need you need someone like that on every show. And then I think me, Charles, and Brandon, the three of us, we're really there for like information and for jokes. That's, you know, that's pretty much what we're there for.
I would say I'm just here for jokes, and I'm not here for information at all.
Okay, so I'm here for information.
I'm just here to say my weekly.
Mark that. But yeah, I mean, everybody plays a crucial role in this, you know. And I, you know, it's hard to, like Brandon said earlier, it's hard to, you know, cram and schedule everybody's, that I think that is the toughest part of this podcast, is making sure everybody's on when we say we're going to be on. Because, I mean, life happens, you know, life is busy.
Yeah, we try to make the best time for our guests as well. Whenever we have a guest on, that's another one, is managing another number six schedule.
I mean, if you think about it, there's five of us and everyone knows to be on every Sunday at 9. I would say for the most part, maybe one or two times someone never signed on for whatever reason, whether, you know, John got drunk at a show and I think like something happened with me once or my computer died or something, you know, but for the most part, everyone's usually pretty much on. We've only missed maybe, I don't know, five shows a piece in the 2.5 years. Like, everyone's been really, really good.
Yeah.
It's been very difficult doing it, but yeah,
I mean, because of a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah, well, speaking of sacrifice, how did your wife feel about it?
Anyone?
Brandon?
How she feel about what?
What do you know exactly?
I'll answer the question. Mine is fine. She would just rather change the Sunday night because it's a weekend night. It's the last night. You know, the kids go to school on like Monday morning. So it's like I can't put them to sleep on Sunday night right before their first day of school. And they, you know, I have a little one. He's 5. And I have like 2 other ones. They don't really care. But my little one is always like, are you recording tonight? And I'm like, yep. And he's like, he like won't like speak to me for the rest of the night. And then I say goodnight to him. And like,
that's what my wife does.
She would rather me do it Monday through Thursday because, you know, it's like during the week. So we're in talks. It's like the winter meetings, like in baseball. We're trying to work out a deal with John Walden right now. We're working out a deal, and maybe we'll switch the day or something.
So, well, the show is always going to air on Sunday still, just to let everyone know that. The show will always air on a Sunday. We're just not going to record on a Sunday. We're hoping to record another day.
My deal is I'm 3 hours behind, so it's 6 o'clock when we're doing it. So it's right in the middle of dinner. So several times I've been eating dinner while we're recording. Ask John, like right when we logged in tonight, I was eating dinner. So luckily, I eat pretty quick. I'm not like Shane, who would take one bite, you know, every 45 minutes and then let it get cold. So I shovel it down, but same thing goes. Like, my wife resents me all day because she knows it's coming. She's like, are you signing on tonight? I'm like, yes. She's like, great. She's like, go do this, go do that, go this, do that before you sign on. I'm like, okay. And then now she's texting me saying, I have your son in the bath and he's throwing crap all over the place. And how long are you going to be? And you're not eating dinner with everybody. And then half the time we have family over and they're like, you're stuck in there and you're not saying anything to anybody. And I mean,
are you saying Sundays do not work for you?
Correct.
Gotcha. I know for me,
John's going to slit each of us.
Well, I didn't know
John's won't be on anymore.
I didn't know John's store was only open certain days, and
me too. I didn't know that
Sunday was a day that he wasn't open. So it makes sense why he only wants to do it Sunday. I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah.
I knew his store was only open on certain days, but I just figured he goes to the store on Sundays to record. That's he was there working all day, so he hangs out afterwards, and it just made sense. Like that, I completely would understand that. The fact that you're actually not open and that you drive to the store to record, why don't you just stay at home?
Well, that means I have to lug my computer home and the light home and lug the microphone home. Plus, there's always something.
Keep it at home.
Huh?
Why don't you just keep it at home?
Yeah, just keep it at home.
I can't keep it at home because I use my computer here at work.
Wow.
Yeah. Or at the store.
I know for me, it's like weird. Like the first year when I was doing this, my wife honestly would get mad all the time and she would make her comments or whatever. And then like the last year, she's actually been more okay with it. She would love for me to switch it to another night. Yes, more okay. She would love for me to switch it to another night.
Saturdays.
Especially, I mean, Saturday nights, where am I really going? I'm not going out anymore. Do I want to do a Saturday night? No, but, you know, it's the same as Sunday. It's just all day Friday with night. The kids. You know, when you have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, they are consistently active all day. It is tiring. Like, it is just so tiring.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, she's upstairs. She is waiting for me to finish this episode so I can pick up my son and put him to sleep. That's what mine's doing.
Yeah.
Mine was yelling just about, you know, 10 minutes ago at somebody.
Probably at Cal for throwing crap everywhere in the bathroom.
No, I think it was my daughter for doing something. I don't know.
No.
So the subs is another thing. So many people just hate hitting that subscribe button. Like, do we have a lot of people who watch a show and they're like, yeah,
it's so weird.
Like, how are you not subscribed? Like, just hit the button. It helps so much for someone to hit the sub button, the like button, and just make a comment on the video. You could just write nice video. That's it. Like, you don't have to write, hey, Brandon, like, I didn't like you in that episode. I mean, like, I would write that, but someone else, they don't have to write that. They could just write great episode or something like
some
that.
Some asshole, the minifig collector that totally craps on everyone.
I really find that so odd how many people that, like, I've spoken to, and I'm always like, oh, you listen to the show? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yo, you've never commented or anything. And they're like, oh, I can't comment. And I'm like, why? They're like, I'm not subscribed.
Well, subscribe.
I'm like, seriously? I'm like, and it's not even like, we're not even talking about like once or twice. We're talking like, you know, like 10 times from people that listen to the show, whether it's on Spotify or whatever, and even on YouTube, they don't subscribe to the show. I don't understand. Like, it's people free. Are like, I don't want to put up an email account on there. Blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the big deal?
What are they stealing? You don't have to give us money. You don't have to sign up for Patreon. You don't have to take a dollar out of your pocket. All you have to do is hit subscribe button, like a video, and write a comment. That's it.
Yeah.
It's free. It's free. And it's very hard for us to get people to do that. So that's another thing. Like, our first year, I think we had, like 1,000 subs in like 9 months or a year or something like that, which is like
something like that.
Really,
yeah,
good.
Really good. Yeah.
But when you look at it and you're like, oh my God, someone else has 30,000 subs. How did they get there? Most of the time you get there, you're either buying it or it's just time. You need time.
Yeah.
Most of the guys who are at that point, they've either been on for 7 or 8 years and even longer, because they do say that like the first year or two expect to basically have no subs. Like, it just takes a long time for YouTube to like figure out the algorithm and push your show out and push your content out. And if you haven't been on that long and you see someone who has like, I don't even know, 50,000 subs, and then you see like 6 comments on their page, you can pretty much know that it's just fake.
Yeah. I mean, we can have 30,000 subs tomorrow. I could pay for it, but what does that do? It doesn't, it's only a number that you look at. It's not going to help us.
No, not at all. Right. It just helps with egos, and we don't have egos, so that's why it doesn't matter.
I think Brandon has an ego.
Well,
he has zero ego. He doesn't care at all.
You know, it's just like super discouraging sometimes to see, you know, all the hard work that you put into it, and then it's like, oh, we got 2 more subs this week.
John, why are you discouraged? We're the number 2 toy podcast in the world.
Well, we are.
According we to are. Some dude on some page somewhere.
We are. We are.
Yeah. According to
I'm holding on to that, even though Charles and Brandon seem to.
All right, no.
No.
No. And I already framed it.
I gave it up. I gave up.
Everybody congratulated. My wife actually saw that when we posted it, and she was like, really?
She's yeah.
Like, wow, great job.
Yeah.
We're actually number 3 now.
Oh, we dropped.
We dropped. Got it.
I see nothing.
I'm trying. I know.
Who's number 2?
Number 2 is TB. Will you let me talk? TB Toycast.
Oh, Toycast. Todd Breakwitz. He beat us.
Is Toy Anxiety still number 1?
No, it's the Toy Duo. Oh,
Duo. They beat us.
Toy Anxiety is number 4 now.
Oh, we're ahead of Toy Anxiety. And they've been around a long time.
Yeah. So a lot of these do, like, you know, rotate. And as long as we always stayed within the top 10, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah.
You know, because it is out of 956.
Yeah.
Is Trans for Transformers on there?
They are.
I'm only looking at the top 10. I don't see them.
Oh, Brandon, we only look up that who's ahead of us. We don't look down.
Yeah, right? I don't care.
Don't be naming these lower podcasts that are underneath us.
Beneath me.
It would just be nice to get number 1.
Yeah.
We get number one, we're taking the night off.
No, never. No.
We'll probably be number one tomorrow because this website's made up.
See, here we go again. So negative.
Brandon's so... That's the other thing. There's a lot of negativity. Like,
is there Golden Globes? Is this
a podcast here? It's definitely gotten to the point where I comment way less on our group chat because whatever I say, Brandon will just take a big dump all over your comment. He is like such Mr. Negative. It's so bad.
So for probably like 6 months, maybe a year, Brandon was pumping about how negative I am because he just wanted like he wanted this shadow for everyone to look at while he was just negative on the side. No one would even see him because they were looking at me and looking at my shadow. But I think finally, Brandon came out of the cracked egg and everyone has seen him. He is the most negative. There is no number two.
Correct.
It's weird though because I'll talk to him a lot privately on the side, just one on one, and he's never like that at all. But only in the group chat is he likes to just walk over and take a big dump on whatever you say.
Big old stinker, right on top.
Big steamy stinker.
It'd be a boring group chat if it wasn't for that.
Well, you want to know what else we've done too.
That's all we do. Like in my line of work, all we do is bust our balls constantly every day, and it helps us get through the day.
Another thing that we've done actually in recording the show is that do you know how many times the five of us would sit here on a Sunday and we would record for 2 hours and then we realized that we never hit the record button? So for 2 hours, we were sitting here doing episodes and shows and talking. And sometimes it might have been even longer than 2 hours. And then we realized at 11 o'clock when we're signing off or 12 o'clock, we never recorded anything. So all we did was just sit there and talk to one another and nothing got taped.
The worst one was the award.
That was awful.
I mean,
giveaway.
We were up till what? 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've done that 3 times.
Do you want to go into specifics about that one?
No. False.
No.
We've done it 3 times, I think. I've done it twice. Shane did it once.
Oh, my God.
No, all 3 times were Shane's fault.
No, we'll call it. We'll call it what it is.
I mean, and that's that's like a punch in the when you sit there and you're recording for hours and you're like, you know what? At least we got like 3 episodes done and a wins and whiffs or whatever. And then we look at it and we go, wow, we didn't record the whole time.
Yeah.
All you want to do is just take off your headphones and throw them on the floor.
Throw them through a window.
You need like a chain too. Like you need a guy who's just constantly the lips are just smacking each other. They're black and blue by the end of the show.
Yeah.
From talking so much. And he even said like he sits there and he works on a computer all day and he doesn't really speak to anybody. He doesn't like see anybody at work because he wakes up, he removes his blanket from himself, he puts his laptop on his lap and that's it. Like he's in work. Yeah. Like he doesn't speak to anybody, so once he gets on this show, he's like, hey, 5 feet fucking toy. He doesn't stop the whole time. He keeps on going and going. And sometimes, like, we want him to, like, you know, just maybe take a little, like, a half step back. Like, you can start
shut up?
Off. And, you know, he's the moderator. He's the main talker. You got to choose what you're going to do.
Yeah, man, he stares at Microsoft Paint all day. I mean, do you blame the guy? Doesn't have any people in his office.
There's no way he's using Microsoft Paint. It's impossible.
Like what else Brandon? Do you use?
Like a real program for
that is a real program.
Nah, that's fake. You have that on your computer. I have it on mine. Like
it's that's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Did it come with your Chromebook?
No.
I guarantee that he uses a program that doesn't come with advertising.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like he clicks finish and then an ad pops up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember when the show first started, John was actually the MC. Shane was just one of us, you know, bozos sitting in the background, kind of talking.
One episode, I think.
No, it was definitely.
I think it was for a little bit. You were the main guy. You were the host, and we almost never heard Brandon talk. He would maybe say eight words every episode.
Yeah.
Now
it was all negative speaking.
Now the guy won't shut up.
I was all shitting in the corner all over everybody.
See, now this is going to take me 2.5 hours to figure out.
Edit. He throws in all the curses every now and again just to make you more.
Throw your fair share.
I think you're doing it on purpose, this one, because I think you want John to work a little bit extra. You're giving him.
I gotta turn the screws a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Screws are turned.
Gears are grinded.
Gears are grinding. Screws are being turned.
I used to do all the promoting for the show. So, like, before a Sunday show and a Wednesday show, I would, like, you know, think of, like, not like a topic, but I would think of, like, a saying to do, and I would make a post on Instagram and on Facebook and whatever. And, you know, I thought after a while, you have to understand, I'm really bad with computers. I'm not good with computers at all. But I was starting to learn stuff towards the end where I thought I was doing like a good job. Shane fired me. Every single time I made a post, he would complain. He would just critique and nitpick every little thing that I did. And I tried to for 6 months just deal with it. After a while, I just said, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. Like this is for fun. This is not my job. I don't need my boss over my shoulder yelling at me. Like, this is my friend critiquing me daily. It was just annoying.
That's one of Shane's. I think we all have a downfall or something like negative, but his is like nobody talks for like 8 hours in the chat. And all of a sudden he's like, our episode should really be 39 minutes. YouTube says if it's more than 39 minutes, no one watches. If it's less than 38 minutes, no one watches. We got to be exactly 39 minutes. I was looking back. One out of every 97 episodes we do is that like, we're like, oh my God, like where the hell did you get all this information from out of nowhere?
He'll send us 27 notes and clips. And I'll be like, you haven't responded to one message in 3 days. Now you come back with this garbage?
Yeah. Watch this 30-minute episode, and then here's 7 shorts. And then watch this guy. He explains how to make a YouTube video. We're like, Shane, we're not sitting here for 3 hours watching like videos and stuff. It's just not going to happen. This is for fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way when John sends those ridiculous shorts or whatever he's trying to get us to watch.
That's all day. Well, but at least John's shorts are 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Yeah, Shane requires you to read an article.
Yeah, Shane, he sends us this like full article in this full 30-minute video. No one's watching it. And then the best is when he leaves us a voice message, and I look down, it says 2.5 minutes. I go, not listening. If it's 30 seconds and less, I'll listen. Anything over 30 seconds, count me out.
Yeah, the 2.5 minutes ones always start like this. So, guys, I was looking over,
and it's pretty much it's pretty much what we all can do better.
We're all doing the best we can.
Doing the best we can with what we have, and I would just say, if you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel or a podcast or whatever, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of time, and good luck with it.
Yeah. You have to be prepared to basically put in years and get nothing in return. And that's what we all said to each other. Like when we first started, we got 1,500 subs in the first year, and everyone that like we're close to in the YouTube world, they all said, oh my God, you have 1,500 subs in a year or so? That's really good. We were only at 300, 400, like whatever. So we actually blew up very fast. But now we're realizing now in year 2 and going into year 3, it's like a dogfight. we're adding like a few subs a week, and it's just it really is very slow.
It's also like we mainly do vintage Star Wars, so like there's nothing new other than whatever fake variant Shane wants to make up one week, and he just comes out with some fake variant. Then like that's kind of like new. Other than that, it's stuff that's like old. Like there's nothing new. Like I'm into Lego. I could tell you the next Lego set that's coming out like in January. Most likely, most of the people who watch this show, they don't care because they're watching some other Lego guy who has 30,000 subs who they're subscribed to.
Well, the good thing about Vintage Star Wars is it doesn't have to be just about Vintage Star Wars because we're called Five Idiots Talking Toys. So it could be a lot of different things. You could talk about the Facebook groups, just what goes on daily on the groups or weekly. Talk about sales, market updates. So there's always something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just hard to, you know, come up with you know, topics sometimes.
We should really do once a month or month.
I called the hotel and he said that at the front.
We should really do once every month or once every 2 months. We should really do a like we should go through Rogue Five toys and just show our latest sales and just show like you know like what you know like what sold that week or you know like stuff like that because you know those are like those are the prices like now like now prices. So I think some people who may watch this show they don't really buy toys, so maybe they're not on the page. Or they don't really look through it or whatever. But I think that's probably one thing that we can do once every couple months, maybe.
I mean, we should be doing it. John Rollo does it on our page. You know, he does it on his action figure graded page.
True.
I mean, and it doesn't take any work for any of us to do. We could just sit here. And then the one guy pulls at the page, and then you just scroll down for a couple of days, and just show all the sales. And then we can explain each sale, and why that price point was picked or whatever. You know, just like for instance, I listed a 12-inch IG-88 yesterday, and I got a lot of comments like, "Oh, that was so cheap, way too cheap." You know, blah blah blah, this and that, and I'm just like. It's the holiday time. Like it's Black Friday weekend. People are spending their money elsewhere. Like if I want to list this thing up and get every single dollar, I don't want to wait a week or two for it to sell. I'd rather list it a little bit under and just sell it right now and just be happy with what I got and move on. You know, you can talk about that with every sale item.
That's how some of us think. We just want to sell it and just move it and we don't need to get, you know, the top like tier like pricing for the thing. We just want to, you know, move the thing out of our house and, you know, someone else gets it, you know, for a good price.
Especially in those of us stocking up in our closets.
My closet is packed.
How many minifigs do you have in your closet?
You can't fit anything in there. At all.
But it's all Lego though, right?
All Lego. Yeah. There ain't a spot to put another box in there. It's just there's no room.
So that's another thing is like I think we've already talked about this briefly, but coming up with topics for the episodes. That's been difficult recently. But there's always, you know, there's always something out there that pops up during the week. And that's the advantage. Do what?
I mean, Facebook group. It's been easier.
Well, I remember
like last year, like 6 months ago, we were always like, what's a topic? And like we would sign on at 9 o'clock and we would have nothing. I think everybody has a good idea, like recently.
Yeah. Well, and that's the advantage of having five of us too, though, is somebody's going to come up with something.
Yeah, but also the good thing is that like our fans of the show can also think of a topic and give us an idea too. They can be commenting and say, hey, you know what? For a future episode, we would love for you to hear you talk about PayPal and whatever it is that you may want to talk about. And we'll try and do our best as five idiots talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we do live episodes and stuff like that and bring guests on. So those are other ideas that we usually do. So.
So what's the word to someone who wants to start a podcast? What's the final say?
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah. If you're doing it truly just to have fun and, you know, and whatever, just be prepared for it's a long road. It really is.
It's a lot of work for fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for fun, yes. And that was the problem that we were having in the beginning, because if you guys remember, you know, and I don't think Shane's going to really care about this, but, like, Shane was complaining a lot in the first year or so about how he was saying, now, this is like a job. He's like, this isn't really fun anymore. It's more of a job. And, at certain points, it does feel like that. I know for me, it's felt like that also, too. It just seems like it's more work than it is actual fun sometimes.
Yeah.
I still have fun signing on, and I just think if I had my own, or Brandon has his own, or Chris had his own, or Shane, or even John, it would just be you just sitting in front of a screen and you're talking. It cannot be good. Like, most of the single people where just them, they either have ridiculous, like, so much editing. Like, they can't say three words without – they have to merge three words into four words that they say sometime else. It's just – it is not the same. For us to have, you know, five of us, and it's just, like, very different. There's not that many, five-person podcasts or even four or three. Like, there's some with, like, three. But honestly, I watched them. It's boring. It's boring. Like, they really talk about Star Wars and, like, the actor and, like, what the actor was thinking when he was doing it. Like, I don't know. That's just not
some people, some people like that, Charles. people know that, who
that's
know
boring.
Who Carrie Fisher
Peter,
is.
Peter Mayhew.
I'd rather talk about, like, you know, real life things, and you mix in vintage Star Wars and you mix in, you know, some other toys and stuff. And that that's what makes it. That's what makes our podcast a podcast.
Yeah.
It's not easy. If you're going to start your own and you got to look for, you know, three people or like four people, good luck. It's not easy.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
And especially to find five different personalities that actually blend and get along, you know.
Do we blend though, John?
I think so.
Do we blend?
I think we do.
Do you want to air the beginning of one of our episodes, John, where you and Shane were yelling at each other?
No, we do blend. I think we do blend. We have our ups and downs.
Is that recorded? Did you record that?
Yeah, that's recorded. That's totally recorded.
Oh, I wish you had. Yeah, you. I wish you had that saved on a secret file inside.
It may wind up on Patreon. Yeah. No, I think we all blend. I think we all get along well. There's occasions where we don't get along, but that's understandable. We all have brothers except for Shane, so we know what it's like. You know?
Sorry for yawning, Charles. I apologize.
I just dozed off for a second. I didn't even notice you even doing it.
Should we end that there? Wrap it up here?
Sure. Yep.
Anybody have anything else? Closing words? Words of wisdom?
Shane, any closing comments?
Sure. You want to play your recording of Shane? They had it in your phone.
I'm sure Shane will comment.
The long one. I can't find the. I don't know where he sent us the one about the just jib jabbering. I looked back a few days.
They're all jib jabbering.
Yeah, but he had a couple of real good ones where he's like, "Hey, so I was looking at the podcast tools on Patreon, and
the analytics don't match the time spent on the video."
Yeah,
Mike.
And the thing is, you know, each one of us has so much that, you know, like. I finally got to the point where I'm like, I do enough. I can't do anymore. You know, I already spend too much time doing what I do. I'm not going to do anything else. And once I kind of let that go, and, you know, whenever Shane said something about, you know, this and that, and we need to do this and we need to do that, and I'm like, somebody else needs to do it because I'm done. I don't have enough time to do anymore.
We're going to have a little bit of figuring out to do because I already see some different menu choices. When I was playing around with that one video today, like I went into edit it to do that screenshot for the thumbnail and then like edit the 30-second preview, which was cool. I was just playing around with it because I stumbled on it.
Okay, Shane. Yep.
I already saw additional menu choices that I hadn't seen like, you know, a month ago when I was first looking at this. Just because we launched the tiers, there's like now a drop-down menu, something like, who do you want to share this with? And there's all four tiers are in there and you can check mark them. So we're going to have a little figuring out to do, but the X factor right now is...
We never figured it out.
Except for the two new guys, everybody else we have is not in a tier, and they're not going to be in a tier unless they change it themselves.
Nope, we still haven't figured it out.
What the encouragement to do.
And that does it.
So imagine getting about four of those a day.
So that part I had looked into because there's actually an article in the help section on the website on Patreon of you know, can I put people in a tier? Can I, you know, can I move people between tiers, like, you know, as a you know, from the creator side? And of course you can't do that because you can't move people into another level where they're going to have to pay a different amount of money. They have to do that.
Sorry, my bad. Didn't know that.
I'm not saying that we are, but they obviously have some rules for a reason. But
I listened to that, and I just I had no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, not me either.
My eyes glaze over.
Members.
And it goes on for another, like, 3.5 minutes.
I'm good with it.
Yeah. So. All right.
That's a little insight as to how it is
being a
podcast.
A little making the sausage episode.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good thing is
that's our title.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your free
title. The good, the bad, and the ugly of having a toy podcast.
Of having a podcast. Of having a toy podcast. Yeah. You can't just do it. That's not a thing. You know. Anyway, thanks everyone. What's the face, Charles?
Didn't Michael Jordan say just do it?
Yeah, but you can't. Oh, you can't just
do it. You can't just do it.
All right.
Michael Jordan. Please subscribe. Whatever.
Please subscribe to this channel. Like the video, comment. Comments get us out to everyone. Or YouTube will, you know, share us out more. I guess that's how that works. I don't know. But anyway, comment on the video.
Shane would know.
Do what?
Shane would know.
Shane would know, but he's not here. Go to rogue5toys.com, see what we're selling.
But they are not in a tier, so that's...
Go to 580stalkingtoys.com and check out all of our links. You can find you know, our merchandise link and all that stuff. And if you like this podcast and you want to support this podcast, you want to see more stuff from us, please go to patreon.com/580stalkingtoys. And guys, another episode in the bag. Holidays are just around the corner.
Getting ready for that.
Yeah. And we're going to have a busy month ahead of us. So
just do it.
Just do it. You just can't just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
It was Magic Johnson that said that.
Just do it.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. I think it was Nike actually that said that.
Yeah.
But. All right, guys. Have a good night. I'll talk to you
later. Nikes.
Just do it.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.